Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
I am going to come right out and say it. I have been shamed by a child.
Gavin, Katie, and Rain.
A new study has come out saying that naps can help in decision making. So one of the things that maybe Wake Up Call listeners don't know about this show is we have to get up before, as Katie would say, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And because of that, it's always helpful to have a nap during the day. It's about, you know, when the phrase, let me sleep on it.
Mm-hmm.
They're kind of looking at it as that. That's actually pretty good advice because it gives you time to kind of process and think things through and kind of let your mind rest a little bit so that when you wake up, you've kind of cleared your head. You've kind of maybe looked at it a little more of a rational decision and it can help make you make better decisions.
This makes so much sense.
Okay. Out of the three of us, you take the most naps.
Correct.
And out of the three of us, you have the worst decision making.
Excuse me.
I think I speak for the room.
Go on, Gavin.
Like, you will never hear Rain and I come up with an idea of, I am going to get this thing that someone's throwing away because it's still good. Or I am going to remake this. Or I am going to live with a boat in my backyard.
It's not in my backyard. And I we have RV access. That's where the boat is.
It's on
the
side
of the house, exactly where it's supposed to go.
Okay.
It is
it's supposed to go in the water.
It's going to go in the water.
I believe you.
And
he's the one who doesn't believe you.
I don't know why. Listen, I'm not talking about this boat.
I'm just saying that when it comes to decision making, maybe Rainer, if there were somebody in here in this building that needed consultation on something, I think they would probably come to me and Rain first.
I agree.
Just because of the track record of making successful decisions.
Like what?
I can't think of any right
now.
Well,
how convenient.
But I don't know.
It takes 6 years to make a decision.
Because I think about stuff.
Okay, but that's not healthy.
It takes you. No, what's not healthy is you covering your eyes and jumping into a decision, which you do quite often.
Hey, that doesn't mean the other is healthy.
I'm having a big party on September 15th. Who wants to go? Katie can't. The person's not done talking before Katie commits to it. Just so that she can cancel 2 days before because she forgot that's the day of her grandfather's third wedding or something like that.
You know, that just happened, by the way.
I know it did.
Yeah. Yeah, we had a softball game. It's our last softball game of the year. Katie now has doctor's clearance of being able to go participate again because she broke her leg.
Right.
And an email was sent out. She's like, yep, I'm ready to go, guys. We'll see you out there. Yeah, we're going to get them. And then an hour before the game, not going to make
it. 4 hours before the game.
Not going to be able to make it. Back to school night for the kids.
And that's because stopping and slowing down to make a decision is good. It's good. I think that's
okay,
actually...
Okay, maybe so, but you are the polar... Listen, you're not good at it either. If anybody's good
making
at it,
making decisions?
Right. Yes.
I'm good at making
you're
decisions.
You're terrible at it because you can't.
What am I... No, I can. You just you don't can't, get...
You take an unhealthy amount of time.
No, there's no such thing as an unhealthy amount of time. You ask me to do something or you ask my opinion on something. Okay, give me a second. Let me process this.
And then 9 months later... I'm saying is there, first of all, I still stand by my decision. My decision making has to be good because I'm the only person in my house that makes them. And we still have a roof over our heads and we have food in our belly.
You made the decision once because your cat peed on your couch to pour litter into your couch.
The internet said to do that. Now,
the internet says a lot of stuff.
Well, but it worked.
But then you have a bunch of litter in your
couch.
You just
vacuum it out. If anything, when I ripped my carpet out, my husband came home and it was on the front lawn.
Yeah.
That is something that is probably...
That was a day you should have taken a nap instead of rip up your floor.
Yeah.
When no one was home and you didn't tell anyone you were going to do it.
Yeah.
Probably should have told someone that. Could have been a
I told him.
After, when he came home and said, what the hell is this?
Right.
But our floors looked great.
Oh, God. I'm just saying that when it comes to decision making, naps don't necessarily lead to better decisions.
Or
I don't
see
the correlation.
Maybe they do. Maybe my decision making would be way worse if I didn't nap.
Oh my God. Could you imagine a world?
Could it get worse?
Oh my God.
Shut up, Ray.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.